Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday of Easter, year C. Our readings today, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18, Psalm 148, the Revelation to John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 6, and the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, as with Peter and Cornelius, You never cease to amaze us. You break into our days, our plans, and our dreams. You refuse to be blocked by our petty thoughts or rigid ideas. We have come to give adoration, for You break down our walls and destroy all the barriers we have carefully guarded and are slow to let go. Now, O God, touch our hearts by Your Holy Spirit, that we may be empowered to adore Your holy name. Amen. Lord, Your name is holy. Your will for us is perfect, and Your loving presence fills every corner of our lives. We know that the riches of Your love expose the poverty of our lives. So easily are we tempted to please ourselves, to see even worship as something for our own personal blessing, to be offended when we are not thanked and praised. Lord, we pray that all that is said and done might draw us all closer to Christ and make us more ready to be servants of the servant King. Amen. We have our first hymn, CPWI 542, A New Commandment I Give to You.
Bye.
We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem, Christ our Passover, and our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Towards a New Commandment. Towards a New Commandment. After liberating the children of Israel from slavery, after 400 years slavery in Egypt, it was God's desire to renew the covenant with them. They were to be God's people, and God was to be their God, an agreement based on love. In order to help them to keep the covenant, God gave Moses the law, the Ten Commandments, to provide the foundation for a new Israelite society. The children of Israel were called to obey God's voice and keep God's covenant so that they could become my treasured possession of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. On the holy mountain, God gave Moses two tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments to enable the children of Israel to be God's own people. Jewish tradition holds that all 613 laws found in the Torah are summed up in the Ten Commandments. They were given to the children of Israel soon after they left captivity in Egypt. Exodus 20, verses 1 to 26. And later reiterated by Moses 40 years later in Deuteronomy 5, 1 to 22, as the Israelites neared the Promised Land. The Ten Commandments form the law, which is one of the pillars of Judaism, the other being the prophets. While there are differences in counting the Ten Commandments in the Jewish, Protestant, and Catholic traditions, all agree on the substance of these commandments. The first four deal with the people's relationship with God. No other gods before me. No worship of idols. No taking of the Lord's name in vain. And remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The Sabbath provides the bridge between our relationship with God and the next five commandments, which deal with our relationship first with parents and then our relationship outside of the family. You shall not murder, shall not commit adultery, shall not steal, and bear false witness against your neighbor. As we worship God in spirit and truth, our relationship with parents and our neighbors will be what it ought to be. We will not do evil against others. Many theologians believe that the 10th commandment is against self. You shall not covet. Focusing on what others have diminishes our ability to appreciate the good things that we have and causes us to nurture envy and jealousy, which will destroy our self-esteem and lead to our destruction. The Ten Commandments are viewed as the foundation of God's moral law. However, those of us who call ourselves Christians are invited by Jesus to an even higher standard by obeying the commandments not only in our actions, but also in our hearts. For example, Jesus quoted the commandment to not commit adultery. In Matthew 5, 27 and 28, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman lustfully, with lustful intent, has already committed adultery with her in his heart." We are reminded that we sin in thought, word, and deed. Certainly, a call to a higher standard. The disciples of Christ are to examine what is in the heart, for, as Jesus says, that is what defiles a person. Jesus is calling his hearers to a new relationship with God and others, and he does that in his teaching that the whole law and the prophets hang on two commandments. In the Gospel of Matthew, when the Pharisees wanted to test Jesus, one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 to 40. Jesus points to the foundation of the law: love. Love for God, love for self, love for others. Love is the basis of the new covenant. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Love is the reason for the coming of Jesus into the world. Love is the foundation of the new covenant, paid for by the death of Jesus on the cross. Love is the basis of the call by Jesus to follow him. As Jesus faces the imminence of his betrayal and arrest before he is separated from his disciples, in today's gospel, he laments, "Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John chapter 13, verses 33 to 35. A new commandment: you love one another, just as I loved you, you also should love one another. The disciples of Christ are called to follow the Master. We are to follow him in loving. He demonstrated his love by his ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing. He demonstrated his love by giving his life on the cross. We are to love as he loved. We are to use our gifts in love for the benefit of God's people, to help others to experience God's love, and to give our lives in loving service to others. As disciples of Christ, we are to follow Jesus. How can we love others if we do not love each other as disciples of Christ? Jesus says that they will know we are his disciples by our love. How can the members of the body of Christ, the church, so show the world God's love if we do not love the members of the body of Christ? We show God's love to the world by first loving one another. God, in God's love, has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable us by the fruit of the Spirit to love as Jesus loves. Let us strive with the guidance, enabling power of the Holy Spirit to live by that new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you ought to love one another. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, hours before betrayal and arrest, your Son commanded his disciples to love. Make this our first thought and intent. Fill your church with the gift of your abiding grace. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, you desire that humanity should dwell together in unity and peace. Heal us of the anger and bitterness in which violence and hatred breed. Teach us the way of self-giving love. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, you challenge us to embrace a broad community. Silence the narrowness of our charity. Give us a heart to praise you in thought and deed. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, you show compassion and mercy to all your children. Embrace in your love all who cry for relief in their suffering. Revive our longing hearts. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice and praise his name. God of love, in the resurrection of Christ Jesus, you open to all people the gates of the New Jerusalem. Welcome to your heavenly city, all who have died. Take away the heartache of grief and replace it with the joy of your eternity. Give thanks to the Lord, rejoice and praise his name. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 298, Beloved, Let Us Love. Let us pray. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troublous life, until the shades lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed. The fever of life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in mercy, grant us safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God of peace, you have taught us that in returning and rest, we shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. Take us and use us to love and serve all persons, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, this day and always. Amen. And remember, we strive to worship God daily, and in the presence of the COVID-19 virus, we pray that you will continue to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose and mouth, and keep your distance. Please be safe. And we end with CPWI 239, the right hand of God.